It's not weak to ask for help. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Have you ever been in an overwhelming situation and in need of rescue? Not to be dramatic, but that was totally me recently. I had just returned to Oklahoma City after an exciting work trip in Nashville, Tennessee, to celebrate our first book launch. It was an incredible trip, jam-packed with radio, TV, and podcast interviews. I was overwhelmed with gratitude and excitement. But when I arrived home, a different type of overwhelm began to settle in. Here's where I need to tell you something. I battle mild anxiety, and under extreme circumstances, I even suffer from debilitating panic attacks. On even ordinary days, life can feel like a lot. I'm a mother of three who works from home, and our closest family lives 6 hours away. But on this particular day, my rowdy little humans were home for summer break. I had overlapping projects, multiple deadlines, tons of meetings, and the mission of motherhood all demanding my attention at the same time. The word overwhelmed doesn't begin to capture how I felt. Feeling the tension of my limitations, I reached out for help, but the people I usually look to were unavailable, and I didn't want to inconvenience anyone or let anyone down. I was stretched thin and growing weary. I needed help, but I felt like I was out of options. And then I felt it starting. My heart began pounding so hard I thought it might burst out of my chest. Before I knew it, I was gasping for air and my entire body felt like it was on fire. I slowly walked into the living room where my husband was relaxing. He glanced up at me with immediate concern and asked what was wrong, but I couldn't get the words out as tears streamed down my face. "Take a deep breath in through your nose and slowly let it out from your mouth," he said calmly. As I inhaled, I placed my hand on my belly, and as I exhaled, I placed my other hand on my chest. I continued to do this until my panic subsided and I was able to share my concerns with my husband. We talked through a plan to ease the stress I was dealing with. I also sent a text to my closest friends, letting them know what I was going through, and they lovingly rallied around me with prayer. I wish I could tell you that my anxiety instantly disappeared and my plate became easier to manage, but that simply wasn't true. Life often hands us more than we can handle. The good news is, we don't have to tackle the troubles of this life on our own. God places people in our lives to come alongside us, to bear our burdens with us. Dear friend, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. It's proof of wisdom. Allow the people in your life to meet you in your time of need. So if you're in need of some help, cry out to Him today. He is with you and for you, and He'll provide you what and who you need in your overwhelming moments. Cass.